Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
Terry Schindler Schiavo's death by starvation and dehydration in 2005 troubled pro-lifers across the nation. Sadly, Terry is not the only individual to be starved and dehydrated simply because he or she is incompetent and disabled. And tragically, as we continue to see, she won't be the last. In 1997, NRLC Executive Director Dr. David Osteen addressed the topic of withholding food and fluids in the Wisconsin Right to Life publication, Life Cycle. Interestingly and sadly, much of what was written in that issue of Life Cycle has come to pass. Over the next few days, I'd like to share with you some of Dr. Osteen's prophetic observations. When Paul Brophy died on October 24, 1986, his was one of the first cases in the United States of court-sanctioned euthanasia of an incompetent patient by starvation and dehydration. His death prepared the way for an epidemic of starvation and dehydration deaths, estimated in 1987 as already in the hundreds by the National Legal Center for the Medically Dependent and Disabled. Paul Brophy was not terminally ill, but was in what is medically called a so-called persistent vegetative state. Since his death, the pool of intended victims has widened to include patients with increasingly greater mental awareness. The range of care withheld has expanded to include even feeding by mouth, vividly illustrated when the physician in the Ione Bayer case was court-ordered to stop feeding Mrs. Bayer by mouth. It's obvious that the real targets of euthanasia today are those most at risk. It is not the patients whose deaths are imminent or even those who are terminally ill. It is the patients who are very debilitated or very old, whose prospects for improvement are not good, yet who are likely to live for an indeterminate period of time if given the most basic care and treatment, food and fluids. Such patients, deemed to have a poor quality of life, are precisely the candidates for euthanasia by starvation and dehydration because they are not dying, or are not dying soon enough, in the opinion of some. Clearly, a significant line has been crossed. The issue has changed from the withdrawal of medical treatment, without which a patient will probably, but not always certainly, die, to the denial of food and fluids, without which a patient is certain to die. The current practice of euthanasia by starvation and dehydration has become reality without the public fully realizing the true nature of this practice, or the fundamental change it signifies in our culture's treatment of those unable to care for themselves. This is, of course, precisely how proponents of denying food and fluids to certain patients had to accomplish their goal, since society at large would have initially found the notion of directly killing either terminally or non-terminally ill patients abhorrent. Yet to starve or dehydrate a patient to death is just as direct a means of killing as shooting the individual or administering a lethal injection. That is a crucial point that must be recognized. Tomorrow, we will continue with our look at Dr. Osteen's insight and observation. In the meantime, if you'd like to read more, please visit our website at www.prolifeperspective.com. There, you will find a link to this issue and other issues of Life Cycle. Each of them are available for download in PDF format. Again, our website is www.prolifeperspective.com. The fight for Terry Schiavo's life captured the attention of the nation, and rightly it should have. Unfortunately, many Americans still need to be educated about the right to life and the truth that withdrawing food and fluids is not an act of compassion. Many media outlets allowed distortions of Terry's situation to air or print, confusing the issue for many Americans. Please be sure to join me again tomorrow here on Pro-Life Perspective as we continue our discussion.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.